Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it is Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, April 21st, 2021. We will get into the Good Vibe Tribe, all the good stories to make you feel wonderful about humanity. What else are we going to do this morning on the show? We're going to talk a little bit about the George Floyd trial. Of course, the verdict was announced late yesterday. We're going to give away some more tickets for Thomas Rhett. We're going to play our all-time favorite stupid game, Florida or China, and then a round of headphone karaoke, all of your favorite vaccination songs. The Red Sox tally up another win.
Yes.
Xander Bogaerts got his first home run of the season, Kennedy, and it was a
bomb.
A couple of people on base. That was a nice win. And then the Bruins also get another win.
You love to hear it.
And Tuukka Rask, who is back playing for the Bruins, got his first shutout of the season.
Boston sports is just rolling right now.
It is unbelievable.
It's a good month for us.
Yeah, Celtics have won, I think, 5 of 6 games. All of the teams look pretty good.
Yeah, they're playing well. Now it's us. I see.
Oh, it's totally us when we're winning, and it's them when they're losing.
You're the worst.
All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And we love it when you send us a Good Vibe Tribe story of somebody that you might know. You can drop us a text at 617-931-1234. So there's a dad in the UK, woke up at 5 in the morning to get his 3-year-old son a glass of milk. But he noticed a house across the street was on fire. He went over there and he saved 7 people's lives.
Oh my gosh.
A little kid fell on the tracks at a train station in India while a train was coming, and a worker risked his own life to save him. He ran across the tracks. He lifted him back up with about 2 seconds to spare, and a security camera caught it all on video. I saw this. It's scary. It
gives me the chills.
Yeah.
Some heroes in the Good Vibe Tribe today.
There's a really good TikTok dude that I've seen on Instagram where all he does is watch near miss videos and then makes funny faces. Have you seen that guy yet?
No.
Yeah, he watches those near miss videos and then looks at the screen and goes, oh my God. Sorry, I like the silly things. Some hikers in Switzerland were heading up a snowy mountain. I know you like to hike up the mountains in Switzerland, Kennedy.
I do.
Well, a random cat started following them, and it kept following them all the way to the top, 10,000 feet.
What?
So they picked it up, they brought it back down, and eventually got it back to its owner. It turns out that the cat had been on the mountain for a while. It was missing for 4 days.
Cats are so wild.
Mm-hmm.
How can you survive? I don't understand.
People are definitely ready to travel again. 67% of Americans are planning a summer trip, and over half of us will spend more on trips this year than last. Yeah, I'm hearing that a lot from people.
Yeah.
Like they're spending any money they have in the bank to go
on
a trip.
Right.
Some fast food joints are having trouble staffing up after the pandemic. There's a McDonald's in South Florida. They're paying $50 to people just to come interview.
Well,
really?
Yeah.
I love to hear it. Well, let's get people some work in.
Well, I think a lot of people are collecting a lot of money on unemployment. Don't necessarily want to go back for less money. An annual town crier competition in the UK is going to be held in silence
this
year.
This makes no sense, Carson.
Because of the pandemic.
It makes absolutely no sense.
Well, how can you
be a town crier when your job is literally to yell at the people to let them know?
I don't know. What do you do?
I don't like it.
As the county starts to exit on lockdown, the UK's top professional shouters will be judged on their written cries alone.
That's stupid.
The Loyal Company of Town Criers, which hosts the competition, has received hundreds of entries from across the country. Organizers and bishops say it was a return to the bare bones of town crying. It's a real skill to write a cry that sticks to the theme, that enlightens people and doesn't bore the audience, and it all has to be done in 140 words.
Couldn't you just put them like in a plexiglass box with a microphone and there you go?
Or something.
I mean, my goodness, we're smart people.
That's just a test if it's just a written.
Right?
Organizers decided to judge the 2021 Town Crier competition without sound because not everyone is able to record a good quality video. And they couldn't be in person. The championships were canceled last year due to the pandemic and were last held in public in 2019. Judges usually looked at three distinct parts of a cry: sustained volume and clarity, dictation and inflection, and content.
So literally nothing,
right?
They can judge on now.
The quality of written cries is important, but the competition would not be the same without the sound. So we're going to do what we have to do this year. And hopefully we'll return to a normal Town Crier competition soon.
They're better than that.
That's the most I've ever talked about town criering.
Same.
Kennedy, what do you have for Good Vibe Tribe audio?
All right. So there was a guy in Australia. His name is Mikey O'Halloran. And five guys in his neighborhood showed up to his door using homophobic language and threatening him because he wanted to paint his house rainbow colors. One of them got arrested for threatening his life. But then over 100 people heard about it, came from all over, and showed up to help him paint.
So the team at Jewel Arts have donated 40 liters of paint to paint my house rainbow. I'm so grateful for this support and also all of the community here on Phillip Island. And I can't wait to paint it. Thank you so much.
The entire fabulous inside of his kitchen at his house is all rainbow colors as well. So that's the best way to show someone you don't care what they say.
Absolutely.
Your face.
I think we send the town cry. Hear ye. I am gay and there are his rainbows.
Michael's house is fabulous.
Oh yay.
I just don't understand. Who cares if your neighbor wants to paint his house rainbow?
Homophobic.
Who cares
people?
If you're gay?
Yeah, why do you unless you're the homeowners association.
Yeah, well, they care about it.
Then you might care, but like.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count one, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty. Same caption, verdict count two. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count two, third-degree murder, perpetrating an eminently dangerous act, find the defendant guilty. Same caption, verdict count three. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count three, second-degree manslaughter, culpable negligence, creating an unreasonable risk, find the defendant guilty.
Guilty on all three charges in the George Floyd case, Derek Chauvin. Going to jail for a very long time. All three of those charges carry, I think, a total max of 75 years. Mm-hmm. And when that jury came back so quickly, 10 hours, I think, is what they said that they, they talked about this for. You know, in my heart, I was so afraid. I thought they were going to get this wrong. I really did. And, you know, you look back at big trials like the OJ trial. Like, that came back in 5 hours, and they got it wrong. And I just thought, oh, my God, they're going to come back and this place is going to burn down, is what I thought, honestly, was going to happen.
I think the whole world thought that. Right. I think that it's just been so discouraging the last couple of years that it's hard to have hope. And I think that kind of changed yesterday. There felt like there was a shift. There's still so much work to do, but at least it's a step forward.
Yeah, I saw a lot of commentary that this isn't like a celebratory thing. This is just justice being done, period, and there's so much more to do.
Absolutely. This is accountability.
Yeah.
I want to play some audio. I want to talk about this NFL story and this tweet that was sent out by a team, but first I want to play George Floyd's brother. This is Felonious talking about the verdict.
I mean, I'm feeling tears of joy, so emotional that no family in history ever got this far.
Now, he went on to say that, and I want to quote this. He says, I lost my quote. Where is it? He essentially talked about he can breathe again.
Yeah.
Now that this has been settled.
Okay? He said it's a good day to be a Floyd.
Right.
He kept saying that.
So the Las Vegas Raiders decided they wanted to tweet about it. So they tweeted
out. It was one man.
I know. I'm going to get to that part of it. So the Las Vegas Raiders tweeted out as a team, "I can breathe," in all caps, for 2021 after the guilty verdict came down. Mark Davis, who is the owner, came out after they started getting dragged and admitted that it was his tweet and said he had only the best intentions. He said, "I take full responsibility for that. I was driving home from a meeting when the verdict came in. Soon after, I was listening to George Ford's brother, Filonious, speak, and he said, 'Today we were able to breathe again.' I took my lead from him. In my mind, that was all that I needed to say. I can breathe." Mm-hmm. And obviously, it completely missed the mark in the
Absolutely.
Way that he wrote it. It just looked like he was saying the complete opposite, that he wasn't supporting the Floyd family. So he said he's leaving the tweet up. He's not apologizing for it. And if the Floyd family wants to contact him and tell him that it bothered him, then he will take it down, mm-hmm. which was a really weird stance for him to take.
Just take it down. It's okay. You missed the mark.
Right.
You tweeted something you shouldn't have.
Right. A lot of celebrities had things to say yesterday, Kennedy. Kerry Washington said a guilty verdict, but this fight for justice is not over. We have a lot of work to do. There is more fight ahead of us, but right now, please take care of yourself and let's take care of each other. Found guilty on all three charges. Rest in peace, George Floyd. You have changed the world. That is from Alyssa Milano. Mariah Carey said, "A beginning, a small grain of hope for our future." Shonda Rhimes says, "This verdict does not bring back Mr. Floyd, but justice is truth." So it was.
Then yesterday, another 13-year-old black girl was shot by a cop. So I just.
Right before. In Ohio.
Oh, really?
An Ohio police officer story. Shot.
It's awful. Right. I just don't.
It's mm-hmm. so difficult because you want to be so informed and so educated and you want to be paying attention. I think as white people, we have a responsibility to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, I cannot imagine raising a young black child in this country right now. Mm-hmm. I cannot even fathom letting my child leave the house.
I heard something yesterday and it was somebody here in Boston that said it. But said, you know, that these young black people should not be dying because of, these misdemeanor crimes. Like the air freshener hanging on the mirror.
Right.
Right. Or the expired license plate.
Right.
Or selling cigarettes by the single cigarette.
Right.
Like these are the reasons that young black people or black people have died recently at the hands of police.
I read an entire thread, mothers of black people, of black men, saying, you know, my son worked really hard, bought himself a BMW, and 3 weeks later had to turn it back in because he got pulled over all the time because he's not supposed to be in that car.
Whose car is that?
Yeah. Like
why do you have that car?
Saying that they don't even want to drive.
Mm. Yeah.
Because you're putting your life in your own hands. Can you imagine? I get in my car every day, don't think twice about it.
That's what I mean.
If I got pulled over a cop, I wouldn't even think twice about it.
I want to play one more piece of audio. So this is acting Boston Mayor Kim Janey.
As a grandmother of teenage boys, as a black woman who has felt the need to tread lightly in a world that criminalizes my blackness, as a community organizer who has dedicated my career to racial justice, as the first black mayor and the first woman mayor of the city of Boston, I continue to pray for the family of George Floyd. And I know the importance of the African proverb, when you pray, move your feet. And our work here in the city of Boston must continue.
That speech was a lot longer than that, and I suggest you go in and take a listen to it because she really just, I thought, it knocked it out of the park with how she was mm-hmm. feeling and what it was that she said and representing our city and talking about the changes here, you know, with the police here and how they deal with certain communities.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, and I want to remind you we have the Unfiltered After Show that goes live right at the end of the regular show at 10 a.m. It is unfiltered, and it is after the show, and we get into some weird discussions. Like yesterday, we talked about a day in the life of the show. We talked about soccer drama. We talked about what your meal would be if you had your own Happy Meal.
Right.
There was some really weird
hard-hitting stuff, let me tell you.
You can get us to the iTunes podcasting app or just go to mix1041.com. Again, that goes live Monday through Thursday at 10 a.m. Let's get to Kennedy's Dirty right now.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. All right, so the Oscars are this weekend. So let me tell you what I know.
Yes.
They had talked to one of the producers, Steven Soderbergh, the other day, and he was asked about mask wearing and what would be the mandate. And he was like, it will be part of the narrative. Okay, so I found out what it was, and it's so stupid. I mean, it makes sense, but it's... So they're going to shift people in and out of the area where they're giving out the awards, kind of like they did with the Grammys.
Sure.
Was that the Grammys? Golden Globes.
Golden Globes, yes.
Yeah, the Grammys was part outside, and then the artists were performing inside, I thought.
Wherever Trevor Noah did is the one I'm talking about. In any event, it doesn't matter. So as you're sitting inside awaiting awards, sitting separated by COVID protocols, you don't have to wear a mask. You'll need to wear a mask when you get up and if you move to the other area. Kind of like being in a restaurant is what it sounds like to me. So that's great. You know, you don't have to wear a mask with your lovely gown.
And they said like when the cameras are rolling and stuff, they won't be seen with their masks on, which I think makes sense.
Yeah. Also, you know, you get that gift bag. So the company Distinctive Assets will be offering that special gift bag of the nominees for the big awards. Get them. However, they're suggesting that this year they will showcase brands that highlight diversity, inclusion, and philanthropy. The Everyone Wins nominee gift bag is to make sure that every nominee feels like a winner. The gift bags will be delivered via Postmates to all of them, and it is worth about six figures.
Six figures?
Always, every year.
Every gift bag I get has like hand sanitizer and a $5 coupon for like some laundry detergent.
I haven't gotten a gift bag since I was at a birthday party when I was like seven.
Well, remember, they got to pay taxes on it, so there's that. What's included? Oh, a three-night stay at a lighthouse on the coast of Sweden.
What?
A four-night stay at the world's number one destination spa called Golden Spa. Some of the philanthropic things are from Kix Nation Souls for Souls. It's a disaster relief organization, so they're asking the nominees to mail in their pre-loved sneakers. They then repurpose those kicks to ensure they stay out of a landfill and then are given to a new home. So you could end up with one of the nominees, too.
That's
never
pretty
know.
Cool.
Interesting things, there's a PETA emergency hammer, so if you see a dog in a hot car, you can break that window.
Love it.
Like 14 personal training sessions and lifestyle and guidance advice, plastic surgery, an NFT, consulting sessions.
Can you turn down the gift bag if you don't want to pay the taxes? You just be like, no, I don't want it.
I have no idea.
I'm sure people take it.
Some kind of brain sensing headband, some tequila.
Did you say plastic surgery?
I said plastic surgery, Dan.
They're giving away plastic surgery.
They're giving away plastic surgery.
Are you jealous?
Dan.
That's the most Hollywood thing.
I'm jealous. I would take it. Vanessa Bryant and the Kobe Bryant estate have ended their partnership with Nike. She decided not to renew the post-retirement endorsement extension he signed in 2016. For the record, he has signed with Nike back in 2003. The reason why boiled down to money and availability, but not the way you think. She was hoping to have a lifetime deal like Michael Jordan, LeBron James. In addition, she did not like the way the shoe company limited the number made to increase demand and collectability. So after he died, they limited what was available so that it would become collectible and worth money, which is gross.
Right.
And that's not what she's about at all.
Yeah, she also wanted to make more kid sizes available, which apparently they didn't want to do either. So
they don't make as much money on
them. They will stop making Kobe products, which will leave Vanessa free to look for perhaps a new partnership that would enable her to do more of what she'd like to do.
I bought a pair of Kobe's, and he died within a couple of days of me buying the new pair came out, and then he died.
Sure.
And those shoes immediately shot up. You know, they were regular priced Kobe sneakers.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, that same design just went right through the roof because he died. I'm like, I'm wearing them. I like them.
What people were doing with his memorabilia right after he died was pretty gross.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, so, they're like reselling on eBay and stuff,
you
right?
You see it a lot.
Yeah, for thousands. Yeah.
So then where does she take his brand? To what shoe company? Like a Yeezy?
Or take it to Under Armour?
Think she wants something bigger than what Yeezy can provide. I mean,
you
I think
maybe his own brand?
She wanted something that, you know, can be widespread, can have the things she wanted, maybe even some kind of charity component. You just never know.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be no shortage of companies lining up to work with
you
her.
You are right
sure.
about that.
So we told the story of Lizzo sliding into Chris Evans' DMs, right? And then, you know, being embarrassed by what she did. And then Chris Evans coming back at her, hey, I've done the same. It's no big deal, girl.
Like a gem.
Well, good old Chet Hanks decided that he would try and jump on the Lizzo bandwagon.
Well, you know, it is a white boy summer,
Kim. It is indeed.
Hot boy, white boy summer. Got your favorite Instagram
Yeah, that is Tom Hanks' son, by the way, singing White Boy Summer.
He slid into her DM saying, if it don't work out with Captain America, I'm here, baby. And in a shameless act of self-promotion, he added WBSBQS, or White Boy Summer and Big Queen Summer.
Chet, this is an A and B conversation, baby boy. See your way out of it. We're not doing this. I can't.
I just can't either.
Why is he involved?
I don't know. I don't know.
His little grubby fingers.
Why? The question is, why do I like this song?
Because you have a terrible taste in music.
It's not the worst song I've heard.
This song slaps. She let me beat
it. I'm a white boy. You also like Addison Rae, so I don't know. I don't know if I trust you.
You like TikTokers.
Lil Nas X, I know. Yeah. White Dandara.
You can't do that.
Well, you can't do what?
You can't do patois. You can't do that.
What? He can't?
No.
Why?
He's not from Jamaica.
Well, you're singing the song. I sing Bob Marley songs, and I try and sound like Bob Marley, although I don't at all.
But you're singing alone in your own house.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
You're
make
not trying
the
to
song.
Make a song or walking up to a red carpet and saying, "Yeah, boy, big ups." You know what I mean?
I don't know Chet Hanks from Adams.
I know Kennedy hates it when people get rich shamed, but I just, if you grew up with three nannies, I don't want to hear you rap.
Yes. Like,
I just, oh, really? You can't be a rapper if you're rich?
Is he from hardcore?
Well, what
from
are you
streets?
Rapping about? It's
I don't want to hear Will Smith's kid right. rap either. I just don't. I'm sorry. Boy, you had two wings in your house. I don't want to hear you rap.
All right, guys, coming up at 7:30, I have a really interesting story coming out of American Idol. One of the contestants left last week for personal reasons, still hasn't said why. Luke Bryant left at the same time, and there is some idea that one had something to do with the other.
Okay.
It's weird.
I want to say this one more time out loud. Tom Hanks' son, Chet, is a rapper.
Don't encourage. I'm not. It's catchy.
Listen, that beat's hard though.
I like it when is. He says, I like when he says Tatiana though, because that's one of my favorite words. It's a great word.
If Cardi B released that song, you'd be all over.
Oh my gosh, that'd be a number one song.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
The entertainment that keeps me going.
On Mix 104.1.
Thomas Rhett, Die a Happy Man there, Kennedy.
Such a good song. Baby, that red dress.
Brings me to my knees. I think he loves his wife.
Just a little bit.
So much.
And his daughters.
And his beautiful children, right?
I think so. So he's going to be at the Xfinity Center on September 18th. Thomas Rhett is. Cole Swindell's going to be there. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. and I have a pair to give away. And we work really hard to bring you the stupidest games possible.
Absolutely.
And especially this week.
Yeah. Yep.
Normally it's play stupid games, win stupid prizes, but this week you play stupid games, win good prizes.
And this is a really good stupid game.
It's time for your favorite Carson and Kennedy game, or at least one you don't hate too much, Florida or China. Carson reads news headlines, and you have to guess whether they came from China or the jewel of the United States, Florida. Here's Carson.
How about a big round of applause, too, please, for Alicia from Groveland.
Alicia.
Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Alicia is dropping the kids off at school. How many kids do you have?
Three.
Wow.
Well, you're gonna have to pick which one you like best because we're only giving you two tickets to the show.
No, leave the kids at home. Girls' yes. night.
Are you
yeah, my
so
husband wins on that one.
And how old are your three kids?
13, 13, and almost four.
Oh, girly. Oh.
Whoa.
Girl.
Nope.
Yep. You need some cowboy boots, you need a cold beer, and you need Thomas Rhett.
I know. I do so badly.
All right, so I have scoured the internet for the most ridiculous stories from Florida and China.
Oh, God.
All you have to do is tell me where they come from, these stories, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Some dramatic music. Okay. Thank you, thank you. Florida or China? Crabs struts their stuff at annual fashion show.
China.
That is correct.
Wow. Out the gate.
Good start, good start. Cops pull over clown car filled with 40 people crammed inside.
Florida.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
Wow. Oh.
Woman who reportedly stabbed sister with EpiPen says it's because she's allergic to drunks. Florida or China?
Florida.
Yeah, that is correct.
That's Jimmy.
That's an easy one. Missing woman found naked inside of storm drain.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm going to go Florida on that one, too.
That is correct.
Very good.
She was chasing her snake. That's the weird part of that story.
Of course it was.
She was chasing her
snake. The strange
pets. Yes. I can't.
People are so weird. Okay.
Person tried to smuggle pet turtle onto plane inside hamburger box. Florida or China?
China.
Look at you. You are killing the game, Alicia. An iguana, wearing a bandana attacks a man.
Florida?
Yeah, I think that was an easy one. 1 million cockroaches escaped from a cockroach nursery.
China.
Why do you have a cockroach?
No.
Why are you breeding cockroaches? Yeah, that's
right.
It's nightmare fuel.
They're food for other animals, maybe?
The food chain of it all.
Yeah.
Two left. Man attempts to smoke crack in ICU, almost burns down hospital. That's so easy.
Florida.
Yep. Yeah. No. Wrong. That was a trick question. It was China.
No, it wasn't.
Really?
Yes, it was China.
I don't believe you.
It is the truth.
No chance.
Is China a city in Florida that you took that from?
Sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I threw you for a loop on that one. Last one.
Oh, man.
Man on lawnmower hits cop car, gets arrested for DUI. Florida or China?
Florida.
That is Florida. Correct.
Yay.
Yes.
Good job.
Wow.
Seven, right?
Smoke that. Yeah, that is really good.
Yay!
All right, so Thomas Rhett going to be at the Xfinity Center September 18th, 2021. That is this year. This isn't next year.
Oh, this is happening.
Yeah, this is the best news ever. This is like the best day ever. This is so great.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I love him, and I love concerts, and I love you guys, and this is
Thank
you.
You just got a lot of love.
She's got three kids, Dan.
Yeah.
Tickets go on sale Friday, at 10 a.m., but you're going absolutely free. We appreciate you listening this morning, and congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
Big round of
thank
applause there
you.
For Alicia.
Thank
nice
you.
Job.
See you there, girly. See you there.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is the service of My Magic Carpet washable rugs. So, last week, American Idol contestant Wyatt Pike abruptly exited American Idol, citing personal reasons. He still hasn't come out saying what those were. He did do an Instagram post saying it was personal reasons, but we still don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So then there was some speculation that because Luke Bryant left at the same time that he did, that there was tension between the two, and that was the real reason behind Wyatt's departure. And in fact, they're going as far to say that he and Wyatt got into a fight, leaving Luke with a black eye. A few days after Luke left American Idol, he was seen like with sunglasses on or whatever. However, you know, he has COVID. At least.
Yeah.
And Luke's wife, Carolyn, was quick to nip that rumor in the bud, saying, trust me, he has COVID. I kind of wish there was a fight. I'm sick of taking care of kids alone and sanitizing. I'm peeing Lysol.
Yeah, so. I don't understand how you can even come up with this rumor.
I've
he left because he tested positive.
Well, Kennedy.
I know.
I mean, people have lied.
I saw it on Instagram. It must be true.
I've seen it a couple
places.
To quote
my friend.
But this one has actually reached to the point of like respectable journalists that are talking about it. But that's that. So Earth Day is tomorrow. You know, we're all trying to make our planet a better place.
Yes, ma'am.
Climate change and whatnot. It's more important than ever to raise awareness about environmentalism. So Bill Nye, the science guy.
Yes.
Has decided to try and bring the young people in. To get us hip to Earth Day, Justin Bieber and Jack Harlow will be joining him in a Earth Day themed musical.
Let's go.
Earth Day the musical takes place tomorrow. It follows Bill Nye as he and a handful of celebrities and activists share information about how you can do your part to help curb the effects of climate change. We're going to see Bieber, Harlow. We'll see Ben Platt, the D'Amelios. Cody Simpson, Steve Aoki. Well, I don't like them, but they come with millions of followers. So if it makes them.
This is true.
You know?
Right.
Steve Aoki, Tori Kelly, Zac Efron.
Wow.
Nick Kroll. So.
Wow, this is such a good group.
It'll stream on Facebook. It will showcase the important work of several entrepreneurs trying to make the world a better place. So that happens tomorrow at noon, streaming on Facebook.
How long is it going to be?
I don't know.
Huh?
I wow. love this.
That's pretty cool.
So yeah, do your part tomorrow. Try to make it green.
I want to see Bill Nye like do a little dance number.
I know, right? I love that it's a musical.
I hope he does his theme song. Bill. Bill Nye, the science guy.
He has a theme song?
Yeah,
can you download that so I can use it next time?
Absolutely.
I do the story? I would love that. All right, Carson, got a royal update for you. We've all been wondering would Prince... Yesterday, I told you Prince Harry might extend his visit. The Queen's birthday is today, I believe.
Yes.
And would he stay? Would he and William have an actual discussion?
Oh, wait. Can I guess whether or not he stayed?
Sure.
Can I take a guess?
Sure.
I'm going to say no way, no day. His wife wanted him back home immediately after the ceremony.
Pregnant woman taking care of a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
But would she really say, I'm sorry, you can't stay for your grandmother's 95th birthday?
Yes.
She can't bend down and touch.
No.
If she can't bend down and touch her toes and she's chasing after
her. I'm sorry. Do you honestly think they don't have any friends or help?
I'm sure they have a nanny chasing after
just
the toddler.
Telling you.
I would never tell my husband, I'm sorry, you can't stay for your grandma's birthday because I need you back a day early.
Okay. Well. So what happened?
It seems remarkably selfish to me. So he did head home, but he'll do so without meeting with Prince Charles or his brother William.
Right.
Of course, the reports that the three had an unproductive private chat after Philip's funeral. They were planning on spending some time together, but apparently that didn't happen. His dad just went away to Wales. And he won't be chatting privately with William because neither of them trust him enough to talk to him alone. This is according to insiders.
Mm-hmm.
They're worried about their conversations being leaked after Gayle King had revealed on TV that they didn't have the productive talks after Harry and Meghan's Oprah Winfrey interview. And they feel like they went to, you know, did they go to Gayle King and tell her?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, they absolutely did. Yeah. She said that. She said she talked to him on the phone right after it. Remember that?
I thought that was just part of leftover with the interview, what Oprah gave her. Because there were hours left.
No, the next morning, Gayle King said on CBS, whatever their show is, that she had spoken with Harry and Meghan.
I thought it was the other way around because she played a piece of the interview we hadn't heard before.
Yeah, no. So. No. This was after.
I know. In any event, I don't know if any of this is true, but it breaks my heart that they can't have a conversation. Mm-hmm. I just think that sucks.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
The entertainment that keeps me going.
On Mix 104.1.
And this is going to happen on Facebook Live. So hello to everybody that's watching on Facebook Live. You know, there's a whole bunch of people getting their vaccinations, and they're putting together a playlist now, Kennedy, of their all-time favorite songs.
There are songs that stand out,
sure.
You know, that have to do with vaccinations or being happy or whatever.
Some of the big ones are Lady Gaga's The Cure, The Weeknd's Save Your Tears, The Beatles' Here Comes the Sun, SZA's Good Days, Billy Joel's Big Shot, ABBA's Gimme Gimme Gimme, and Dolly Parton's Jolene. Now, there are three that I've left off this list, and that's because we're going to perform them for you right now for headphone karaoke.
You're welcome.
Oh, hold on. Are you not on right there, Dan? Let me turn you on. Sorry about that.
Hello.
Hey, there you are. You changed spaces on me. Sorry about that. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
The way headphone karaoke works is you're not going to be able to hear the music. You're just going to hear us singing.
Right.
Annie is taking the day off. Thank you, Annie, for doing that. I appreciate that. How's your voice?
I have fallen on the sword for you guys today because you know that I am the top contender in headphone karaoke.
I enjoy your headphone karaoke, Annie.
But next time I will be back and better than ever.
Okay.
I will be performing all of the songs. You guys get none. I get all next time.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Here we go, Kennedy. Let's see. Now let me get my music going. Do you want me to tell you what song I'm going to be singing?
You should, yes.
Are you talking to me? I can't hear you. Why don't you tell everybody?
Yes. I don't know what you're singing.
Hit me with your best shot from Pat Benatar, Kennedy.
Woo!
Here we go.
I'm scared.
Well, you're a real tough cookie with a long history for breaking little hearts like the one in me.
Get it!
That's okay. Let's see how you do it. Put up your dukes. Let's get down to it. Hit me with your best shot.
Fine.
Oh! Hit me with your best shot. Hit me with your best shot. fire away.
Wow.
Oh. Off, Carson.
Oh, wow.
How did that feel in your ears?
It felt really good in my ears. I don't know how it felt in your ears, Ken.
That was something.
It was passionate. It
sounded just like this, right?
I really like the ad-libs. I think you really
was there ad-libs
there.
In there? I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
You threw some in.
Did
I? You're feeling it, and that's fine. Oh, I love it.
I didn't even notice that.
You were letting the spirit move you.
All right. All right, here we go. Headphone karaoke. Now Kennedy is up. You want to tell everybody what you're going to do?
Yes, I'm doing Elton John, I'm Still Standing.
All right, take it away whenever you're ready, Kennedy.
Sorry, it's got a little intro.
It's okay, just feel it.
You could never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool would never win? Well, look at me, I'm a coming back again. I got a taste for love in a simple way. And if you need to know, well, I'm still standing. You just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time. Picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. Cause I'm still standing. Yeah. Everybody!
Yeah. 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 Kennedy!
And I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Woo. Nice job.
Wow.
Nice job.
Kennedy, it's tough to do the everybody part when we can't hear what's happening.
That's all right. Well, when I say I'm still standing, you all know it's yeah.
From the 781.
Read my mind. Come on, Dan.
About headphone karaoke thus far, just nope. All right, Dan. We saved the best for last, I think, this morning.
Kennedy's a tough act to follow.
Again, this is all happening on Facebook Live from the 617. Kennedy is killing it. Nice job, Kennedy.
All right. So I'm sorry to Whitney Houston for what's about to happen to her song.
Let's do it,
this
Dan.
Is somebody who loves me. No, I want to dance with somebody.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Whenever you're ready, Dan, take it away.
I love it so much.
Clock strikes upon the hour, and the sun begins to fade. Wow. Still enough time to figure out how to chase my blues away. I've done all right up till now. It's the light of day that shows me how. And when the night falls, loneliness calls. Oh, I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat with somebody. Yeah, I want to dance with somebody. With somebody who loves me. Oh, I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat with somebody. Yeah, I want to dance with somebody.
Wow, Dan. Wow.
Producer Dan
amazing.
With the Whitney vibes. I couldn't tell. I thought Whitney was here in the studio with
us. I did as well.
I caught the spirit.
From the 617, when Dan hits that high note, though, Kennedy wins the Grammy. Nice job, Kennedy. Got yourself the Grammy. Kennedy is killing it. From the 617, Carson, my dad used to say, I wish I could sing. Now I wish you could. And from the 617, Carson's karaoke makes me wish it was the Friday free-for-all instead.
Solid burns all.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.